Merci Madame la Présidente et j'aimerais à mon tour me joindre à vous-même et à mes collègues qui m'ont précédé pour saluer la délégation luxembourgeoise et les féliciter pour leur rapport très compréhensif, bien articulé, bien précis, ainsi que leur réponse ample, détaillée sur les questions, la liste de questions qui leur a été présentée. D'autre part, je me réjouis encore une fois de voir ce nombre de femmes dans cette délégation et j'espère que cette tendance à inclure les femmes dans tous les domaines d'activité politique, sociale, économique continuera non seulement au Luxembourg, en Europe, à l'Ouest, mais au monde entier. Là, je vais tourner vers les questions que j'aimerais poser en ce qui concerne la question numéro 4 et numéro 6. Et si vous me le permettez, je vais utiliser l'anglais pour ces deux questions-là. First question number 4 on counter-terrorism measures. I would like to thank Luxembourg for the detailed presentation on the measures adopted to counter terrorism, and in particular the most recent ones concerning the drying of the sources of funds as far as illicit activities, in particular as far as terrorist activities. In this respect, I wish to have some clarifications on the following, please. Does Luxembourg take any measures to limit risks of terrorist activities by returnees from areas known to be under the control of terrorist groups and or sympathizing with them? Is there a cooperation between Luxembourg and other states outside the EU in the domain of combating terrorism? Can you explain the measures taken by Luxembourg to achieve balance between the principles of the protection of the rights of individuals and ensuring the effectiveness and efficiency of criminal investigation? And what about the rights of the victims of terrorism? This question in particular comes as far as the big debate, which has not been yet totally solved about security issues versus human rights issues. I now move to question number 6 on discrimination against persons with disabilities. You have presented a very long and detailed exposé in your replies to the question number 6 on all levels. I would only like to, I have two little questions in this respect. Can you provide information on the status of adoption of Bill 7346 on the accessibility of public places, public roads, and multi-dwelling buildings for all? Has it been adopted or not yet? The other thing is that there are reports coming from different sources about the existence of a gap in Luxembourg between the programs of inclusion of disabled persons in the society and in regular life, and the reality of maintaining or in some cases expanding special institutions that would exclude these persons from fields such as education and others. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to your replies.